That sound bothers me.
George. George. George.
Huh?
Do you realize how long you've been sleeping?
Oh, well, I just dropped off a moment ago.
You've been asleep since lunch. It's almost 3:30.
Ooh, really? Well, I feel like $1,000,000. With Dennis in school this year, I can at least get my nap in the afternoon.
I thought I'd better wake you or you won't sleep tonight.
Oh, great Scott. It's 3:30, all right, and Tommy's home from school and started his practicing.
It's only for half an hour.
Only? Martha, a half hour of Tommy's practicing on that saxophone is the equivalent of 24 hours of the Chinese water torture.
George, it is not.
Well, Martha, you don't realize how that sound bothers me.
Oh, it could be worse.
Yes, you're right. Tommy could live next door. Then Dennis will be hanging around all day. Martha, we haven't picked out our vacation spot yet. Let's go in and look at all those brochures.
But summer's months off.
With Dennis out of school this summer, I don't want to be stuck here just because we didn't make a reservation. Now, come on, dear.
So I told him I'd do it for him, Mrs. Anderson. Mom, I told you and told you I hate this saxophone.
And 2 months ago, you couldn't wait until you got one.
Sure, but I didn't know I'd have to do all this practicing.
Well, what did you expect?
I figured they'd just show me how to play it, and then I could go on TV. Boy, I'd practice all the time. I'd practice before breakfast, I'd practice during recess.
And you'd get sick of it.
No, I wouldn't. Saxophone's one of my family. My dad played one in college.
Well, I'm sick of it. So can I please stop taking lessons, Mom?
Well, Tommy, I have talked it over with your father, and we've decided that if you're sure you're not interested, there's no point in wasting the money.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Mom. Come on, Dennis. Let's go play football. Wait a minute, Tommy. Mrs. Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with this swell saxophone?
I don't know, Dennis. I suppose we'll sell it.
How much are you going to sell it for?
Oh, we paid $25 for it secondhand. I'd like to get at least $20.
You mean dollars or cents?
Dollars.
Jeepers, if it's dollars, I'll have to have a talk with good old Dad.
How about Mount Pinewood?
Oh, Mount Pinewood's always so crowded in July. Great Scott, he started again.
That was an automobile horn. Can't you forget about Tommy's saxophone?
No, I can't. I hate saxophones. You know that.
George, you're being silly.
I am not. And I hate saxophone players.
George, that was 35 years ago.
Yes, but I haven't forgotten. That smart aleck with his saxophone, his raccoon coat, and his hupmobile.
Well, he meant nothing to me.
Well, you went out with him.
I did not.
Well, you did, too. I followed you on my bicycle.
He gave me a lift to the drugstore.
And bought you a soda.
Well, that was no excuse for you to let the air out of his tire.
Oh, great Scott, I think I'd rather hear the saxophone.
I'm waiting for my dad, but he isn't home yet. Can I come in?
Now, you better wait outside, Dennis. You'll miss your father when he drives up.
No, I won't. I'll hear his car. So is it okay if I come in for a minute?
No, it isn't. Dennis, what do you want?
George,
did you know Tommy was taking saxophone lessons?
Did we know Tommy was taking saxophone lessons?
Yes, Dennis, we know.
When is he going to finish his practicing?
Oh, he's all through. He isn't going to take lessons anymore.
Oh, well, come in, Dennis. This is good news.
And you know something else? He's going to sell his saxophone.
Hallelujah, this gets better and better.
That's not all.
Martha, can't we offer this dear boy a cookie?
The best part of all, guess he's going to buy his saxophone.
Who?
Me.
Oh, no, no. It can't happen. It just can't happen.
Sure it can. Are you going to get me a cookie, Mrs. Wilson?
Of course.
You will not.
But you just...
Oh, it'll spoil his supper. Now, let me get this straight, Dennis. Have you asked your parents about this saxophone yet?
Not yet. Tommy wanted me to stay at his house and play football. But I said, nope. I'm going home and ask Dad about the saxophone as soon as he gets there. That's why I'm waiting for him.
Oh, well, Martha, bring this dear boy a cookie.
But George, you just said...
Martha, the boy is starving. Dennis, I'm going to do you a great favor.
Are you, Mr. Wilson? What are you going to do?
I'm going to make it possible for you to go back over to Tommy's house and play football.
Jeepers, I can't. I'm waiting for my dad to come home.
If I acted as your lookout, you could, and called you when I saw him.
Would you do that, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, believe me, Dennis, I won't take my eyes off your driveway.
Boy, that's swell, Mr. Wilson.
What's swell, Dennis? Here's your cookie, dear.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson's going to phone me when my dad gets home. Now I can go back to Tommy's and play football. Bye.
Bye, dear boy.
Bye, Dennis. That was nice of you, dear.
Oh, I'll watch for his father, all right. And I'll phone Dennis when I see him. But by the time Dennis gets home, I will have talked Mitchell out of buying that saxophone.
But if Henry decides to buy it, there's nothing you can do.
Martha, you don't give me enough credit. I'll talk him out of it, all right, and never mention the word saxophone.
Hi, Annie.
Oh, hello, dear. Hello, Mr. Will.
Oh, hello, Alice. I happened to see Mitchell drive up and... I thought I'd ask you both for some advice.
Is some advice?
Well, a friend of his is having a problem with his little boy.
You two have done such a fine job of raising Dennis that I know your advice would be most helpful.
Oh, just what seems to be the problem, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I guess it all started when the little boy wanted a radio for his room.
Well, that sounds perfectly normal.
Oh, of course. So they gave him one for his birthday.
Well, I'll bet that made him happy.
No. After that first day, he never listened to it. Said what he wanted was his own private television set.
Well, that boy's asking for too much. I don't blame his parents for turning him down.
Oh, they didn't turn him down.
They didn't?
Well, what could they do? How could they? They want the boy to love them.
Oh, fine. So they try to buy his love.
Oh, now, Alice, wait a minute. That isn't quite fair. These are very nice people. Just an average couple. Like you and Mitchell.
Well, what's the matter now? He has his own private TV. Isn't he happy?
He wants a color set.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, what are parents to do? They love their little boy just as much as you love Dennis. And they want the boy to know it.
Mr. Wilson, spoiling a child is not showing him love. It's showing him weakness. Why, he'll grow up thinking the world owes him a living.
Yes, and he'll be in for quite a shock when he finds out that he has to earn his own way.
You know, I think you may be right.
Well, it's just common sense.
Then you think they ought to take a firm stand, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, by golly, I'm going to tell my friends just what you said. You're both intelligent parents, and you're raising a fine boy.
Well, Dennis may have some faults, but...
What faults?
But he's not spoiled.
No, and he's not going to be.
Boy, Dad, am I glad you're home. Thanks for calling me, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dad. You're very welcome, Dennis.
Dad?
Well, I guess I'll just call my friends.
Well, thank you again for your advice.
Boy, Dad, do I want to
ask you
something?
Anytime, Mr. Wilson. And now, Dennis, what did you want?
A saxophone.
Well, you can't have one.
Keepers, Tommy has one.
Certainly not. You only think you want one because Tommy has one.
Dennis, I don't want to hear another word about it.
Besides, you have to pick up your room. You forgot again.
Oh, keepers.
Dennis?
All I was going to say is that was about the fastest turndown I ever had in my whole life.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
That was a fine Saturday morning breakfast.
Thank you.
And this is excellent coffee.
Thanks.
Oh, you're not still angry this morning, are you, Martha?
Yes, I am. I'm furious.
But the Mitchells made their own decision, my dear. Why, Alice expressed it beautifully. She said, if a boy gets a saxophone, he'll grow up to think the world owes him a living.
I don't believe it. You made that up.
Well, what if I did? It's the truth. You don't want to see Dennis running around the neighborhood in a raccoon coat, do you? That's what follows a saxophone.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, George. Dennis isn't getting a saxophone. By now, he's probably forgotten about it. Why can't we?
Aren't you coming out at all? Oh, sure, in a little while. But I'm going to have another talk with good old Dad about the saxophone. I thought he turned it down. That was yesterday. You know what Mr. Wilson always says? If at first you don't succeed, try again. Okay, I'll be over in the vacant lot. Hi, Dad. You reading the morning paper?
That's right.
I'll bet you're reading the sports page, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of college sports, huh, Dad?
That's right.
Did you turn out for sports when you were in college?
Well, I turned out for track, you know that.
I bet skinny legs are a big help in track, huh, Dad? Jeepers, don't get mad. Your skinny legs are plenty strong. Did you turn out for football, too?
No, I didn't. I played in the band.
What'd you play, Dad?
Oh, I played this. You know what I played.
I kind of forget. Was it the drum?
No, it wasn't.
Was it the...
It was the saxophone, and you know it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you were sure lucky to have that good old saxophone. I guess Grandpa thought you were a pretty swell kid when he got it for you.
I saved the money and bought the saxophone myself.
Oh. Then I guess you had a pretty big allowance.
I earned the money.
Oh. Hey, whatever happened to that good old saxophone?
Oh, I gave it away when I went into the Navy.
Oh. Say, instead of buying me a saxophone, why don't you buy you a saxophone? I'd like to hear you play something.
Damn
it. And I can take care of it for you while you're at the office.
Come up here, son.
Dennis, I'm not refusing to buy the saxophone for you just to be mean. I'm actually refusing for your own good.
Oh, are you afraid I'll pop something by blowing too hard?
Oh, not at all. I just don't want you to get spoiled.
I wouldn't get spoiled.
Well, maybe not. But Mr. Wilson gave your mother and me a very good example of what can happen to a little boy who gets everything he wants.
Mr. Wilson talked you out of getting me a saxophone?
Of course not. The subject didn't even come up.
Ah, how about Lake Wananun? Oh, well, that's out. I'm not going anywhere I can't pronounce.
Camp Tomahawk. Oh, well, we're not going there. Lake Serenity. Oh, this looks lovely. Look, dear. A swimming pool, hot springs, game room.
Yes, but look at their rates. They're too expensive, Martha. Oh, of course, no matter where we go on our vacation, I always spend a fortune.
I know, George.
Well, maybe I'm too big a tipper.
I don't think so.
And the beds are always terrible, no matter where we go. No hotel bed in the world's as comfortable as that old hammock in our backyard.
Well, if you'd be more comfortable, why don't we just stay home?
Martha, Dennis is going to be out of school all summer, and if I'm to survive, I must first build up my strength by getting away from him for a while.
Oh, Mr. Wilson!
And speak of the... Well... got rid of him.
Frank! Did you hear me calling?
Great Scott.
Now, George.
Maybe you're having some more of that trouble like when you had wax in your ears.
Oh, good gravy. Dennis, what do you want?
I want a job.
Martha, do something.
Dennis, dear, why do you want a job?
So I won't be spoiled like that little kid Mr. Wilson knows. I'm going to save my money and buy my own saxophone.
Good, Jean. Haven't you forgotten about that yet?
Nope. You know what I am?
Yes, I know what you are. You're...
George. I'm single-minded. So do you have a job for me?
No, I don't. Now, Dennis, run along. Mrs. Wilson and I are very busy and we haven't time to talk to you.
But I...
Out. Now, we are going to settle this vacation once and for all. The first brochure we pick up, that's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's it.
Lake Serenity.
Oh, I told you, Martha, that's too expensive. Now, we are spending our vacation at Camp Tomahawk, the helpful and exciting summer camp for boys.
That's why I put it aside. Pick up another.
Hey, wait a minute. Camp Tomahawk... Dennis Mitchell.
What do you mean?
Martha, if I can talk Dennis into spending 2 weeks in summer camp, we can stay home.
Now, George, you know how I feel about your meddling.
Meddling? Oh, Martha, this is going to be one of the nicest things I've ever done for that boy. Where are you, little friend? Dennis!
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson, I'm going.
Oh, now, wait, don't be in such a hurry. Let's have some fun together.
You want to play with me, Mr. Wilson?
Well, of course I do. That and have a little talk with you.
Let's go over to my yard. We can teeter-totter. Sure, come on.
Let's go through the gate.
Heck no, because you're one of my best friends. I'm going to show you the shortcut.
Because I'm stuck, that's why.
Give me your arm.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Dennis Mitchell, can't you ever do anything right?
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. I guess I better go in the house. Here's your sling.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Dennis. Don't go. Oh, when I stopped to think it over, it was really very funny.
Was it, Mr.
Of course it was. You see, I'm laughing.
I guess it was pretty funny.
Oh, certainly.
Shall we pull off the other
swing? Oh, no. Just take hold of my hand and pull me through here now. Pull hard. That's it. I want to talk to you about something you're going to like very much.
Are you going to do me another favor like when you watched my dad for me?
It's not quite the same thing, Dennis.
But just as nice?
Oh, yes, of course. I want to tell you about a summer camp. Camp Tomahawk for boys.
Is that where you finally decided to go for your vacation?
Well, no, of course not. It's for boys, Dennis, not for grown-ups. But it's where I think you'd enjoy spending a 2-week vacation this summer.
You mean without Mom and Dad?
Well, certainly.
Who'd make me change my socks?
Well, never mind about your socks.
Even if they got holes in them?
Well, just forget them. Look at this brochure, Dennis. Now, see? Oh, they got a swimming pool and a volleyball court.
And horses.
Yeah, and you see this picture here? At night you sit around a campfire.
Do you get to ride those horses?
Well, of course you do. And here's a baseball field here.
How many horses do you think they have?
Well, how should I know? And here are ping pong tables here.
I wonder if you get to ride those horses bareback. Do you think they do that?
Of course, Dennis. Don't you think you'd like to spend 2 weeks at Camp Tomahawk?
Boy, would I.
Good. Then let's go in and ask your parents.
I don't think I'd better.
Well, why not?
Because they won't let me go. They're afraid I might get spoiled after what you told them about that other little kid. Dennis! Back here, Tommy!
Dennis, come here. I'm going to do you another favor.
Boy, you're doing them all the time, aren't you?
Well, I try to, Dennis. You see, in my opinion, you are not a spoiled boy.
Really?
You are full of life and joy and curiosity, and sometimes you drive me right out of my mood. But you are not a spoiled child. So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going in your house and have a little talk with your parents. I think I can make them see it my way. You wait a few minutes, and then you come in and ask them if you can go to Camp Tomahawk.
You think they'll let me?
Dennis, I think I can practically guarantee it.
Boy, thanks a lot, Mrs. Wilson. Hey, Mr. Wilson, your parents
I
are all...
know it.
You're mad, Tommy. Mr. Wilson's doing me a big favor. What's he doing? He's going to talk my folks into letting me go into Camp Tomahawk next summer.
Are you sure you won't sit down, Mr. Wilson?
No, thank you, Alan. Besides, what I have to say will only take a moment.
You sound very serious, Mr. Wilson.
I feel serious, Mitchell. Now, as you know, I never meddle in the affairs of others, but well, this is something I cannot overlook.
Well, what is it?
It's Dennis. Now, there's a very sad little boy.
Sad? Why is he sad?
He's afraid to talk to his parents. Afraid to talk to us? He wants to ask you something, but doesn't dare for fear you'll think he's spoiled.
That's terrible. I always want Dennis to feel free to ask me anything.
Oh, I know you mean well, and I also know that a certain amount of discipline is necessary at times. But Dennis feels so sure that you're going to turn down his request, he sees no point in even asking.
Henry, have we been that strict?
I don't think so. I hope not. Dennis, come in here a minute, please.
Yes, Dad?
Son, did you want to ask me something?
Well,
go ahead, Dennis. I'm sure you wouldn't ask for anything unreasonable.
What is it, dear?
Well, if I ask for something, I don't want you to think I'm spoiled.
Oh, no, of course they won't.
But it costs money.
I'll pay half.
Boy, you've been doing favors for me all day.
Because I'm fond of you, Dennis.
Now go ahead. Tell them what you want.
Well, I want Tommy's saxophone. His mom's cutting the price to $15. So can I have it?
Now wait a minute. Son, if you want it that bad.
No, you don't want to spoil it.
We'll get it for you.
Screen Gems.